A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, April 26, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Keith Stube. Tonight we are talking about over 178,000 holders of Zimbabwe's residency permits whose fate is in the hands of the Pretoria High Court and South African government. But first, a quick look at other stories in Zimbabwe and other nations. In Sudan, the situation is tense in that country following the outbreak of civil war pitting two generals. Hundreds of foreigners, including Zimbabweans, are being evacuated amid skirmishes between government-backed Sudanese security forces and an elite unit of the army, the Rapid Support Forces. Namhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngabalama Zimbabwe exemption permits abamelele isinqumo sePretoria High Court ngokuhlala kwabo kwele South Africa. Sixoxa njalo lokunye okutshiyeneyo, kodwa ke sizabe sixoxa lalabo abaphethe uhlelo lolu lokunye okuvele emthethwandaba. Kukwenzakale kwamanye amazwe kulezi zindaweni zeZimbabwe lamanye amazwe esezihlengwa kwele Sudan okulempi yomvukela. Lokhu kugoqela abantu abaningi abanye badabuka eTurkey, eChina, USA, Britain lezinye indawo. The UN Special Envoy to Sudan has told the Security Council meeting that both warring sides in Sudan's crisis seem to think they can secure military victory over the other, which it described as a miscalculation. David Doyle has more.
There is no sign that warring parties in Sudan are ready to seriously negotiate, the United Nations Special Envoy to the country said on Tuesday. Speaking to the UN Security Council via video link from Port Sudan, Volker Perthes said both sides seem to think that securing a military victory over the other is possible.
This is a miscalculation. A fighting, as fighting continues, law and order will further break down throughout the country, and command and control will dissipate. Sudan could become increasingly fragmented, which would have a devastating impact on the region. And even if one side wins, Sudan will lose.
Fighting between the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces erupted on April 15th. Both parties agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire beginning on Tuesday, which Perthes said seemed to be holding in some parts so far.
However, we also hear continuing reports of fighting and movement of troops.
At this hospital in Omdurman, an adjacent city to the capital Khartoum, a projectile was reported to have pierced the building and exploded inside. Staff said no one was killed, but 13 people were treated for injuries. Some hospitals have been destroyed in the violence that has turned residential areas into battlefields and triggered a humanitarian crisis. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded as the paramilitaries embedded in neighborhoods and the army targeted them from the air. Thousands have fled the capital, but many, like data analyst Bandar Dawalbait, remain trapped in their homes. In this video, he and a friend have risked venturing into the streets in search of water.
I feel like if we didn't die because of live ammunition or a bomb or even RPG bomb or aircraft bomb also, we might die from hunger and thirsty.
The UN's humanitarian office said shortages of food, water, medicines and fuel were becoming extremely acute and that prices were surging. The UN Refugee Agency has forecast that hundreds of thousands might flee to neighboring countries. Speaking at the Security Council, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the violence and chaos thus far as heartbreaking.
A prolonged full-scale war is unbearable to contemplate.
That was the Reuters reporter David Boyle. Now, Zimbabwe's award-winning owner of commercial wines, Tinashe Nyamudoka, is in USA. He's attracting many wine enthusiasts. Mabelas Mtanganyawuye caught up with him in one of the restaurants in Washington, D.C., where he was marketing his wine brand last night.
Simulom Washington DC, Nazoka Jacare, Andre Munom Gorera Pera, Munana October, but Nasin Andre Panjumbo, Nonzi Endis Pizza, Chibo Marketama Wine, Chichengesa, Avash Tambiro Jaganyan Sigaiti, Wine Echena Eduya Kumis Autopera, and Wasanotom Botanga, Tantine Pinotang, Tantine Rose, yes, your plank, Sandrim DC. Chicachano, Shangan Chipambam restaurant, Mashop and the Tengasama wine, Chiona, Rutengasa wine, Chito promoter, end up Texas, Pandan Chito, same, Pandama next Savannah, Georgia, Chibapuno, Wundagananga, Michigan, Detroit, and those of Pesland, Vermont, those of the Kumosha of Africa, Tangapa May.
Mungati imeimo muno mu America muzambiringa wenyu uri kutambirwa sei taona mushitaura imi kuti muzambiringa wenyu we white wine wabva wapera pamasvika ipo pano mungati vanhu vanga vachiti chiiri nemuzambiringa uyu
uri kutambirwa zvakanaka chaizvo chaizvo nenyaya yestoriyo nekurarama kwandakaita vanokutambira ndikati muamerica tiri kutengesa zvisingaiti tama 37 states ende toramba tichingowedzera saka ndoona kunge waini iri kutambirwa zvakanaka chaizvo sechizvarwa chekuafricawo nekuti ndiri muzimbabwe wanenge achitoonawo nenyaya yangu kwandakabva but iyo waini yacho inonakawo zvayo saka ndo chimwe chinoita kuti ifambe quality iri right mutengo wacho uri right futi
tinoona zvakare kuti vanga vari kunyanya kutambira muzambiringa wenyu taona vari vechidiki izvi zvinokusambira sei
ndo zvatinotokurudzira chaizvo because muwaini tinoona vechidiki vari kuwanza kuenda kumaspirits kumawana vodka wana brand.
That was winemaker Tinashe Nyamudoka speaking with Marvelous Mtanganyawuye of Studio 7. We also caught up with Sophia, one of the Americans who bought Tinashe Mudoka's wines.
Hoping to taste these South African wines, and I wasn't disappointed. This one is a nice cross between Sauterre and France, which I would have taken, way to describe it, and a New Zealand wine, and I'm a big fan of the white New Zealand wine. It has a soft finish to it, and it's citrusy.
I saw you bought two bottles. Which other one did you buy?
I bought a rosé.
What did you like about that?
Also, just reminded me of a French dry wine, but not too dry. A little on the fruity side. Lovely.
And also, you had the opportunity to actually meet Tinashe, the winemaker. What was that experience like?
He's lovely, very personable, and I love the idea of supporting a foreign winemaker who has quite a story like his. Very inspirational.
That was American Sophia speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtanganyawuye. The Pretoria High Court is preparing its judgment in a case in which the Helen Suzman Foundation and others are challenging the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. In June this year, Zimbabweans who may have failed to regularize their status to stay in South Africa may be deported. The Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are also pinning their hopes on a permanent solution. State representatives and attorneys representing the applicants appear to agree in court that the case should be decided by both the South African government and the applicants so that the High Court does not spend a lot of time reviewing arguments from both parties. Some Zimbabwe exemption permit holders have started receiving waivers from the Immigration Department. Others are reportedly tracking back home, while the Zimbabwean government is looking for ZEP holders in South Africa. These are people who are intending to return home. The International Organization for Migration has not given specific numbers of ZEP holders returning to Zimbabwe. Namhlanje sixoxa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abama Zimbabwe exemption permits abamelele isinqumo somthetho ndaba wePretoria High Court ngodaba olwaphenyekwa inhlanganiso yeHelen Suzman Foundation ethi akwenziwanga ngemfanelo ukumiswa kwamaphepha lawo yihulumende nguhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa. Kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezilamaphepha la okumele zithole amatsha kungakapheli unhlangula lonyaka, kubikwa ukuthi abanye babo sebebuyela eZimbabwe. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mrs. Diana Zibutsana Shambala of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Mwangani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Shambala and Mr. Mkwananzi.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Thank you too.
Thank you so much. Let's start with you, Mrs. Shambala. We all know that Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, their fate is actually in the hands of the Pretoria High Court. Do you have any idea when there could be a court ruling on this important matter?
We are not sure when the judgment will be delivered, but we are hoping it will be sooner rather than later.
So we are waiting like anybody else, you know, in terms of when they can make a ruling?
Yes, just like everybody else. We are also waiting anxiously, actually.
And what is your impression on exactly what is going on right now as you are waiting anxiously?
We're hoping it goes the Zimbabwean exemption permit holders way. An organization that represents Zimbabweans, we're hoping that ultimately Zimbabweans emerge victorious from this whole thing.
So, but do you have any hope, you know, looking at how the whole case played in court, and we heard what the attorneys of both sides were saying and government kind of intervention and all those kind of things?
Oh, yes, we have to be hopeful. It is hope that keeps us here. It is hope that keeps us doing exactly the same way that we do it, year in, year out. So we are very hopeful.
Now, in Shona, can you really say that you've got all the hope that maybe something will come out of this kind of court case and maybe the government may intervene and come out with something else in Shona?
Wongu, sinetari yuwe kutishishabuda shakaringana. Maringene mawonero madiro aru kuda kuita mazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti dai zvabuda zvakadaro. Chinoita kuti tive netariro ndechekuti tikasava netariro tinorasa mbereko. Saka kurasa mbereko kwakaipa kuti hatizooni sekune chiedza kunzoko. Saka tinoramba tine tariro yekuti zviri kumatare zvichabuda zvichipa mwana waZimbabwe maringe kuti akwanise kuramba agere muno munyika yeSouth Africa.
Now, let's go to you, Mr. Mkwananzi. What's your take on what's going on in the courts now? I mean, the judges have to come out with something. And at the same time, you've got, representatives of the applicants and defendants almost agreeing in court that this is a very political matter.
Well, from the onset, the Zimbabwe community of South Africa has always felt this is less of a legal matter and more of a political decision, as was done in 2010. And we still like to think that whatever the decision will be taken, it's unlikely that the courts will want to ruffle the other arm of state, that is the executive, in terms of it making a decision. So what the minister has been saying was, people must transition to mainstream visas. And for us, the engagement should be more the ease of transition. While we remain hopeful that the court can give a more affirmative decision that favors our compatriots, we encourage them really to continue to try to migrate so that this deadline does not affect them. Because already, we're struggling with VFS debts for waivers, and a lot of people are confused, some of them thinking that waivers are permits. So we have hope in that they will, like she says, that we cannot lose hope, but we still feel this needs more of an engagement in the political progressive cycles.
So at this moment, we'll take a brief break and we'll come back to you so that we can explore this discussion further. So let's take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on all these social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the fate of Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. Our guests are Mrs. Diana Zimbotsana Shambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Bohani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. So let's go back to you, Mr. Mkwananzi. So indications are that some ZEP holders are now receiving waivers from the government. Is this an indication that there is at least some movement on this issue from the side of the government?
With the transition, a lot of people do not qualify, in particular for with Section 18.3A, and maybe some don't even qualify with Section 18.3B. So those are the main waiver requirements that they should be seeking. And the position the minister has taken after a few engagements in the background was that, well, he is actually signing these waivers all the time. But then we are aware that previously people who had applied for waivers had been rejected, and those rejections were withdrawn. Now, this would show that when you look at the tone of the minister, that he wants this to be the path that people take, such that migrate to a permit, a mainstream permit, and if you cannot meet requirements, request that they be waived. And he seems more affirmative that he will be giving out waivers. I know four people already that have received these waivers and have now started to apply for the mainstream permit, the general work visa in particular.
Yeah, I think that when people are going to be able to get waivers, njalo sizwile ke ecourt khona ngale kungani uhulumeni uzabuthakathaka akhulumisana labantu bolabo Helen Suzman Foundation labanye bolabo lamaphepha ukuthi kuzwanani. So lina ngokubona kwenu njengenhlanganiso emele uZulu likubona njani konke lokho?
Thina masikhangela siyabuyela futhi kulapho esasime khona ukuthi cabanga ukuthi lolu daba ludinga ingxoxiswano ngisitha ukwedlula indaba zenkantolo, futhi hayi ukuthi thina siphikisana nenkantolo. Kuhle abantu ma bezizwa bengaphathekanga kahle ngesinqumo esithize baye khona ezinkantolo, kodwa akasiboni thina inkantolo ingavele igqamukele kolunye uhlanga lokubusa, iphecelezi i-executive. So sicabangela thina from a distance ukuthi inkantolo izothatha isinqumo esizozama ukubhalansa amandla kaminista in terms of ukwenza ama-policies, ngaphi iphinde izame nokuthi mhlawumbe kube nobubelo ebantwini abade bephethe ama-special permit, kuzwisise ukuthi sebehlale isikhathi eside la. Siyayinanzelela into ukuthi uminista ensukwini ezidlulileyo kakhulu uyagcizelela kabanzi ukuthi yena uyawasayina nsuku zonke ama-waiver. Ama-waiver kuyukuthi isicelo sokuthi umuntu uma engengeneliswa ukuba nezinye zezinto ezifunekayo, ikakhulu incwadi evela ku-Labor Department, mhlawumbe lezincwadi ezikhombisa ama-qualification omsebenzi, ezingu-section 183A lo-section 183B. Lezo uyakhanya mpela ukuthi mina mangisho nje nabantu abane engibaziyo ngqo asebengitshengisile mpela abawatholileyo lawo ma-waiver asebe-aplayela. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi yena uyeyame ehlangothini lokuthi abantu mabe migrator usezimisele ukuthi ahoxise leminye imigomo ekade ivimba abantu ukuthi benelise ukungena kwamanye amaphemithi, ikakhulu i-general work visa. Namanye nje amaphemithi including ama-business permit, ngoba sesithi yena abantu aba-aplayele ama-waiver and yena uyawasayina, and sesibabona abanye bewathola. Nakhona nje ababewa-aplayele ekuqaleni muvana babe-rejectiwe, lawo ma-rejection aphinde ahoxiswa, ukutshengisa ukuthi kule thuba lokuthi baphinde bawaphiwe lawo ma-waivers. Ingakho sigqugquzela nje abantu ukuthi abagijimise wona lawo ma-waivers.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Stay on the line, Mr. Mkwadansi. Let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line. Caller, kunjani khonapha ecingweni? Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, and you?
No, good. Makadi?
Yes, no, Simba, Makadi.
Tribu, hey, do you tell me what you want to do with exemption permits? Unayo ere permit yacho?
Hayi, nini ndotongoshandisa zvangu passport ndichitongokwanisa kuti ndiwane raramo kutsvaga tsvaga ndakadai.
Uri kukiya kiya iko?
Dadi?
Uri kukiya kiya?
Tinoita zvekungokiya kiyawo, tingone mapassport iwayo, tikangosanganawo nemapuritawo tongotauriranawo kuti hei varume kwatinobvawo kunopisa vedu seiwo.
So manje munorarama sei chala musina maZimbabwe Investment Permit? Munodhiza chete?
Ya ndozvitoripo titokwanisa kuti tidhize tikwanise kumawanawo.
Kudhiza imari inaipo?
So far hapana fixed price, hapasati pawanikwa zvemukotokoto zvozvi kundovaindira tetes negovernment. Zvinogona kuti cost pay, but zvemukotokoto zvinogona kuti chipendi zvichiwanikwa in time.
Aha, saka imimi munobhatara mari kana mukabhadwa?
Pane pamwe wandakambonzwa chiti ukawana 7,000 ndogona kukuitira zvakafamba zvakanaka.
Vanokuitira Zimbabwe Exemption Permit?
Ya.
Matoitora here permit yacho?
Tisati tanzwa zvami, asi ini handisati tatobhadhara zvangu, bari kune vakabhadhara vaviri vatatu vandatoziva so far.
Ya, okay. Saka murikuitsvaga permit yacho?
Ya, tiri kutsvaga plus takambomirira timbonzwa kuti kupera kwaJune kwacho vachazvishange zvakamira sei.
Manje muchadyiwa mari mukoma? Zvinosevenza izvozvo?
Tikuziva apa tichiri kumboda kumbomira kumboona kuti vamwe vakaapplya vacho ivava zvishange zvakamira sei.
Hai, zvakanaka mukoma. Ndinozani Evans Moyo?
Evans Moyo, ya.
Tatenda baba Evans. Sora zvakanaka baba.
Tinotenda.
Yeah, okay. I think you've got Mr. Richard Moyo. Mfundisi Moyo. Kunjani kona vekwemwe? Baba Richard Moyo, kunjani?
Mina ngiyaphila, ngiphila
ngiyaphila. Yeah, iphone yakho is cutting. Are you moving or what?
Mhlawumbe ngilana Zimbabwe.
Yeah, okay. Let us call you. We are going to call you back in some few minutes. Just give us about a minute or so. We are going to call you back. So let's go back to Mrs. Chambara. So Mrs. Chambara, we heard this gentleman saying he's looking for a Zimbabwe exemption permit in which you pay $6,000. Can you advise him?
No, I wouldn't. The exemption, the Zimbabwe exemption permits have already been issued. So it is only current holders of the permit who are then going to be assisted, if any, in this process. Those who do not hold the permit to start off with, they cannot then join the permit regime later on. So he cannot get a Zimbabwe exemption permit. In fact, what he was saying there on the call is actually a criminal activity and it's fraudulent. because you cannot obtain something that is non-existent, because the Zimbabwe exemption permit only exists to those who already hold the permit. Those without the permit is non-existent, so it's fraudulent and the criminal activity.
How prevalent is that, you know, what you were talking about? Because we heard about the same story last time, so it seems something's happening behind the scenes.
But it is prevalent. People do obtain permits on the, as I love to call it, passemuti, under the tree. You know, these shadowy figures who then produce these permits with unknown offices, unknown companies, and everything is done from briefcases. So it is prevalent, but it is criminal activity. It's not to be recommended or commendable. It's not right.
For the other segment of our population, can you speak in Shona so that people may understand some of those that don't understand English?
Wongo. Sema, se uya abuda saura kutie ano pane wanubisa marima 7,000 rands woso gazirwa ma Zimbabwe exemption permit. Hakuna zvakadaro. Vanhu vane ma Zimbabwe exemption permit ndivavo. Hakuna vamwe vatsva chatova ma Zimbabwe exemption permit. Saka hakuna munhu anotowa chinhu chisipo. Iye zvoma ma Zimbabwe exemption permit masa hakuna. Saka vese vari kutaura kuti vari kuda kubvisa mari vachipiwa mapemiti aya vanenge vachitoita nyaya dzeuori ende kuita uori kutyora mutemo. Saka kutyora mutemo muno muSouth Africa hatikukurudziri, hakubvumidzwi, nekuti kana ukatyora mutemo ukabatwa unosungwa wopotedzerwa kuchirongo. Saka hazvizofambi zvakanaka.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. We've got Mr. Richard Moyo on the line. Baba Richard, uyasizwa?
Yangu ya huzwa nje, ya nami nguti ngibingelele ava bukeli na valali we shero le Studio 7. Yangu ya temba uti la pasi ya kona zidofika, mshambi zi temba uti mshambi zi kukunikelwa esinye ituwa second chance or third chance, ya temba uti kuzu genze kaloko angeli mwone kuzu kwala.
So la ule exemption permit? Ula hii exemption permit?
Yangu nayo.
Usuwe nzeni nga kono kukutu apply. So apply.
Njenga njia asuka apply. Isi jamila hii koti. Kuti koti isi ngumuse koti. Isi sisi mele. So wangisi last of last week waba sakuluma nga ingenja waleyo. So isa lika waleyo. Kuti kukamba njani. So zokuwa wana uti. Emva. Kutuwa zokukipa njani. Zokukuluma loko.
Isi yaba wakulige Mr. Richard Moyo. Baba mkwana zi kama zwako kukira baba. 10 seconds, Mr. Mkwanazi.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Dube. Abantu sibagqugquzela ukuthi bangalindi inkantolo ukuthi izanquma ithini ngalolu daba. Abaqhubeke be-applyela ama-waiver, be-applyela ama-permit. Kube ukuthi nxa inkantolo isenze esinye isinqumo kodwa sebe-ahead. Ngoba kumanje nje ama-dates awekho ngenxa yokuthi there's an influx yabantu and i-VFS is overwhelmed. Even namanje besikhuluma na i-VFS ukuthi kayivule indawo bebethembisa ukuthi bazovula lapho e-Rivonia emigrant. Kodwa abantu abangalindi ngoba ukulinda kwabo kuyababambezela bona nasemsebenzini kuzobanika inkinga. Isinqumo esizathathwa sizathathwa still bona be-applyele aba-apply abantu.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Mkwananzi, ungathi nakusasa. Sibonge njalo lo mama unkosikazi Diana Zimbuzana Chambara ngokuthi libuyile namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Sokwamele ukuthi sigqibe khona manje ke uhlelo lwethu. Sibonge njalo lalabo abangenileyo kuhlelo lamhlanje. So we've come to the end of our show today. Wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.